伙伴朋友们，早上、下午、晚间，神同在。我们正式的步入了2023年，我相信2023年会是美好的一年。我相信我们一切所经历的，一切所走过的，会越来越轻松，越来越自由，越来越得胜，越来越突破。欢迎大家来到350计划，这是350天的灵修计划。如果我们跟着整个步伐在走的话，那么呢，350天过后，我们读完、看完、听完整本圣经，然后呢，我们最少350个小时的方言祷告，我们也竭尽了我们家350次。那恭喜大家，大家已经完成了100天，哇，真的大家都太棒啦！给自己一个掌声，太棒啦！350天，我们走了100天，那么接下来我们继续坚持下去，那我们就完成了整本圣经，哈利路亚！那我们知道，我们在350计划还有这个圣灵系列里面，这互相的结合，特别在圣灵的果位，我们这接下来的10天，我们会步入忍耐的果位。那其实忍耐这个功课哈，老实的，如果你问我，我真的会告诉你，真的真的是不容易。忍耐呢，在圣经里面呢是 makadomia， 这个 makadomia 呢是讲到耐心、坚定、恒忍、忍耐、克制、承受跟等候。所以我们知道这个字本身对于大部分的我们绝对不太想、不大愿意、也不大喜欢。但是其实如果我们看圣经的时候呢，我们会看到常常都会说到亚伯拉罕忍耐到底，恒久忍耐得了应许。然后我们圣经里面也看到忍耐未得救的因由，忍耐知道主来，忍耐坚固你的心，因为主来的日子近了。所以我们看到圣经里面有很多的时候都会出现到这个忍耐啊。那我们知道忍耐是为了得救的因由，忍耐是为了所应许的，忍耐要忍耐到主再来。有时候在我们生命当中、生活当中，我们会听到一些人讲一些话，或者做一些东西，或者一些的举动，我们会不开心、不爽、生气、愤怒。所以呢，其实要做到忍耐零愤怒，真的真的是不容易。那我知道在课程的时候有跟大家分享我们如何忍耐呢？第一，要明白认识为何忍耐。圣经里面已经帮我们指出为得救的因由，为得应许的奖赏，还有为等待主再来更像主的原因。所以忍耐是一个必修的课程，是一个必学的功课，也是一个必须的考试哈。那么呢，我们知道当我们忍耐到底的时候，就必然得救。所以呢，我们真的忍耐是我们基督徒的成长的功课的一部分，绝对绝对是不能缺乏的。那今天接下来的10天，我都会预备一首帮助我们忍耐的敬拜的歌曲，过后呢有1小时的灵修音乐，我们可以加紧我们的方言祷告。方言祷告可以帮助我们在于忍耐的功课得胜再得胜哈。那记得吗？前段时间我记得跟月尔牧师一起爬山。那爬这个山呢，因为我本身去了一次，我就带他去是第二次， 所以在于每个转弯我都觉得差不多要到了，因为就不属那座山哦，因为我去了第二次，所以呢月尔牧师跟我爬了大概5分钟10分钟，他就说哇受不了了，不要爬了不要爬了啊，受不了了受不了了。那我就跟他讲说哎，前面那个弯转过就到了，那他就啊忍耐坚持忍耐坚持爬了上去。过后呢再上去的时候他刚还没到，我说哦可能在前面那个再他再爬，过后再爬我在前面那个，所以我弄了好多次，我真的没有故意想捉弄他，但是我真的以为就在前面，结果呢转了可能10几个弯过后还没到，他说你这个骗人的，我说抱歉本人来了第二次而已，所以真的不熟。结果就是这样的一个前面就到了，结果呢月尔牧师也跟我一起爬到山顶，所以在山顶的时候我们享受在山上的一切美好。所以伙伴朋友们，忍耐是我们的一个必修课，必学的课，必须的考试。所以呢我们这个考试围绕为什么？围绕让我们更像主，更有主的生命跟品格。比如说一个孩子他小的时候哦，他在那边要买玩具，他在地上打滚大叫大喊，就是买玩具，我们说啊，买吧。这个孩子如果他要什么我们给什么，到最后他就变成一个小霸王。但是如果这个孩子哎，他要买的时候我们限制他，我们尝试的帮助他学习有时候有些东西需要的买，有些不需要买，所以他就慢慢学习忍耐的功课，因此他的这个个性品格就健全成熟起来。所以呢其实我们主看我们也是如此，所以我们一起加油，我们一起学忍耐的功课，一起来到进入忍耐的果位，一起结出圣灵的果子。
汉语圣经协会录制以斯帖记。亚哈随鲁作王，从印度直到古时，统管127省。亚哈随鲁王在舒山城的宫登基，在位第三年，他为他的所有首领臣仆设摆筵席。波斯和马代的权贵，就是各省的贵胄和首领，全都来到他面前。他把他荣耀王国的丰富和他尊贵的威严荣华给他们看了许多天，就是180天。这日子满了，又为所有住舒山城的大小人民在御园的院子里设摆筵席7天。有白色、绿色、蓝色的帐子，用细麻绳、紫色绳从银环内系在白玉石柱上，有金银的床摆在红、白、黄、黑玉石铺的彩石地上，用金器皿赐酒，器皿各有不同，御酒极多，足显王的后裔。喝酒有规矩，不准勉强人，因王吩咐宫中的一切臣宰让人各随己意。王后瓦什提在亚哈随鲁王的宫内也为妇女设摆筵席。第7天，亚哈随鲁王饮酒心中快乐，就吩咐在他面前服侍的7个太监米户麦、比斯他、哈波拿、 底格他、亚拔他、西达、贾加，请王后瓦什吉头戴王后的冠冕到王的面前来，让各等臣民都看她的美貌，因为她容貌非常美。王后瓦什提却不肯遵照太监所传的王命到王面前来，于是王很生气，心如火烧。那时在王左右常见王的面，在国中居最高职位的有波斯和马代的七个大臣，就是贾士拿、士达、亚玛他、他施斯、米利、马西拿、米姆干，个个都是通达实务的明哲人。按王的常规，王在办事之前必先询问知立明法的人。王问他们说，王后瓦什提不遵照太监所传的王命，照例应当怎么办理呢？米姆干在王和众首领面前回答说，王后瓦什提这样做不但得罪了王，并且有害于王各省的臣民，因为王后这个事儿一定会传到妇女们的耳中，说亚哈随鲁王吩咐王后瓦什提到王面前，他却不来，他们就藐视自己的丈夫。今天波斯和马代众大臣的夫人们听见王后这事儿，必定照样对待王的大臣，从此必定大开藐视和愤怒之端呐。王若认为好，就降旨写在波斯和马代人的历中，永不更改，不准瓦什提再到王的面前，把他王后的位分赐给比他还好的人。王所降的旨意传遍全国，所有的妇人无论丈夫贵贱都必尊敬他。王和众首领都认为米姆干的话很好，王就照这话去做了，发诏书用各省的文字、各族的方言通知各省，使做丈夫的在家中做主，说话有权威。这事以后，亚哈随鲁王的愤怒消下来，就想念瓦什提，又想起他所做的和怎么降旨废他的经过。于是王的侍臣对王说，不如为王寻找美貌的处女，王可以派官员在全国各省中招聚美貌的处女到书山城的女院，交给掌管女子的太监西该，给他们必须用的香品，王所喜爱的女子可以立为王后代替瓦什提。王认为这个事儿很好，就这样做。书山城有一个犹太人名叫莫迪改，是便雅悯人基叙的曾孙示美的孙子雅尔的儿子。从前巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒将犹大王耶哥尼亚，也就是约雅金，和百姓从耶路撒冷掳走，莫迪改也在其内。莫迪改抚养他叔叔的女儿哈大沙，后来叫做以斯帖，因为他没有父母。这女子又容貌俊美，他父母死了，莫迪改就收养她做自己的女儿。王的谕旨传出，就招聚许多女子到书山城，交给掌管女子的西该。以斯帖也被送入王宫，交给西该。西该喜欢以斯帖，就恩待他，急忙给他需用的香品和他所应得的份，又派所应得的七个宫女服侍他，又让他和他的宫女搬入女院最好的房屋。以斯帖未曾把籍贯宗族告诉人，因为莫迪改嘱咐他不可叫人知道。莫迪改天天在女院前边走动，要知道以斯帖平安不平安， 情形如何。众女子照例先洁净身体12个月，6个月用没药油，6个月用香料和洁身用品。日子满了，他们就挨次进去见亚哈许鲁王。女子进去见王是这样，从女院到王宫的时候，凡她所要的都务必给她。晚上进去，次日回到女子第二院，交给掌管妃嫔的太监沙贾，除非王喜欢她，再提名召她，否则就不再进去见王。莫迪改叔叔亚比孩的女儿，就是莫迪改收作自己女儿的以斯帖，按次序该进去见王的时候，除了掌管女子的太监西该所派定给他的，他别无所求。凡看见以斯帖的都喜欢他。亚哈随鲁王第7年10月，就是提别月，以斯帖被引入王宫见王。王爱以斯帖超过爱众女，他在王眼前比众处女更蒙宠爱，王就把王后的冠冕戴在他头上，立他为王后，代替瓦什提。王因以斯帖的缘故，给众首领和臣仆大摆筵席，又豁免各省的租税，并照王的后裔大颁赏赐。第二次招聚处女的时候，莫迪改坐在朝门，以斯帖照着莫迪改的嘱咐，还没有把籍贯宗族告诉人，因为以斯帖听莫迪改的话跟抚养他的时候一样。那时候莫迪改坐在朝门那里，王的太监中有2个守门的辟探和提列，痛恨亚哈随鲁王，想要下手害他。莫迪改知道了，就告诉王后以斯帖，以斯帖提莫迪改的名报告给王，继续经过纠察，果然是事实，就把2个人吊在木头上，并把这事在王面前写在历史上。这事以后，亚哈随鲁王抬举亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼，使他高升，叫他的爵位超过和他同事的一切臣宰。在朝门的一切臣仆都跪拜哈曼，因为这是王的吩咐，唯独莫迪改不跪不拜。在朝门的臣仆问莫迪改说，你为什么违背王的命令呢？他们天天劝他，他还是不听，他们就告诉哈曼，要看莫迪改的事能不能站得住脚，因莫迪改已经告诉他们自己是犹大人。哈曼见莫迪改不跪不拜，就怒气填胸。他们已经把莫迪改的本族告诉哈曼，哈曼认为下手害莫迪改一个人不能解恨，所以决定灭绝亚哈随鲁王全国所有的犹大人，就是莫迪改的本族。亚哈随鲁王12年正月，就是尼散月，人在哈曼面前按日按月撤普尔，就是撤签，要定某月某日为行动日，择定了12月，就是亚达月。哈曼对亚哈随鲁王说，有一种民散居在王国各省的民中，他们的律例与万民的律例不同，也不守王的律例，所以留他们存在对王没有好处。王若认为好，请下旨意灭绝他们，我就捐1万塔连得银子交给掌管国家财政的人，纳入王的国库。于是王从自己的手上摘下戒指，给犹大人的仇敌亚甲族哈米大他的儿子哈曼。王对哈曼说，这银子仍赐给你，这民也交给你， 你可以随意待他们。正月十三日，就召了王的书记来，照着哈曼所吩咐的一切，用各省的文字、各族的方言，奉亚哈随鲁王的名写旨意，传给总督和各省的省长以及各族的首领，又用王的戒指盖印，交给信使传到王的各省，吩咐把犹大人无论老少、妇女、孩子，在十二月的一日之间，就是亚达月十三日，全然剪除，杀戮灭绝，并要抢夺他们的财物。抄录这旨意，颁行各省，宣告各族，使他们预备等候那日。信使奉王命，急忙起行，旨意也传遍书山城。王和哈曼坐下饮酒，书山城的人民却慌乱一团。莫迪改知道哈曼所做的这一切事，就撕裂衣服，穿麻衣，头洒灰尘，在城中行走，痛哭哀嚎。到了朝门前，停住脚步，因为穿麻衣的不可进入朝门。王的谕旨所到的各省各处，犹大人大大悲哀，尽时哭泣哀嚎，穿麻衣躺在灰中的极多。王后以斯帖的宫女和太监来把这事告诉以斯帖，他甚是忧愁，就送衣服给莫迪改穿，要他脱下麻衣，他却不接受。以斯帖就把王所派伺候他的一个太监名叫哈他格召来，吩咐他去见莫迪改，要知道这是什么事，是什么缘故。于是哈他格出宫到朝门前的宽阔处见莫迪改，莫迪改把自己所遇的事和哈曼为灭绝犹大人应许捐入王库的银数都一一的告诉了他，又把所抄写传遍书山城要灭绝犹大人的旨意交给哈他格，要给以斯帖看，又要跟他说明，并嘱咐他进去见王，为本族的人在王面前恳切祈求。哈他格回来把莫迪改的话告诉以斯帖，以斯帖就吩咐哈他格去见莫迪改，说王的一切臣仆和各省的人民都知道有一个规定，若不蒙召见擅入内院见王的，无论男女必被处死，除非王向他伸出金杖，他才能免一死。现在我没有蒙召进去见王，已经有三十天了。人就把以斯帖这话告诉莫迪改，莫迪改托人回复以斯帖说，你别以为在王宫里就比一切犹大人强，能逃过这灾祸。此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必定灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？以斯帖就吩咐人回报莫迪改说，你去招聚书山城所有的犹大人，为我禁食三昼三夜，不吃不喝，我和我的宫女也要这样禁食，然后我委力进去见王，我若死就死吧。于是莫迪改照以斯帖所吩咐的一切去做。第三天，以斯帖穿上朝服进王宫的内院对殿站立，王在殿里坐在宝座上对着殿门。王见王后以斯帖站在院内，就施恩给他，向他伸出手中的金杖，以斯帖便向前摸杖头。王对他说，王后以斯帖啊，你要什么，你求什么，就是国的一半也必赐给你。 以斯帖说，王若认为好，就请王带着哈曼今天赴我所预备的筵席。王说，叫哈曼赶快照以斯帖的话去做。于是王带着哈曼赴以斯帖所预备的筵席。在酒席筵前，王又问以斯帖说，你要什么我必赐给你，你求什么就是国的一半也必定给你。以斯帖回答说，我有所要，我有所求，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意赐我所要的，准我所求的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的筵席，明日我必照王所问的说明。那天哈曼心中快乐，欢欢喜喜地出来，但见莫迪改在朝门不站起来，连身也不动，就满心恼怒莫迪改。哈曼暂且忍耐回家，叫人请他的朋友和他妻子细利斯来。哈曼把他富厚的荣耀、众多的儿女和王抬举他，使他超乎首领臣仆之上，都述说给他们听。哈曼又说，王后以斯帖预备筵席，除了我以外不许别人随王赴席。明天王后又请我随王赴席，只是我见犹大人莫迪改坐在朝门，虽有这一切荣耀，对我也没什么益处。他的妻子细利斯和他所有的朋友都对他说，不如立一个五丈高的木架，明天求王把莫迪改吊在其上，然后你可以欢欢喜喜的随王赴席。哈曼听了这话很合意，就叫人做了木架。
我放下自己来到你左前，圣灵降下平静我的心，在你爱里，天父你为我重新的生命，与自己分离，与我更靠近，相遇基督里。我放下自己来到你左前，圣灵降下平静我的心，在你爱里，天父你为我重新的生命，与自己分离，与我更靠近，相遇基督里。全人交给你，全心交给你，献上这心灵，诚实敬拜，在你同在里，负担和重担都交给你，在你脚前哭泣，跟随你心意。交给你。
Thank you. And Father, right now as we begin to pray, we ask, Lord, that you fill our mouth with your word in the name of Jesus, and the words that we declare shall go and do that which they are sent to do. They shall not come back to us void in the mighty name of Jesus. Katorebo shagabo baliabo pererebo shagado rectorebo jerebo pererebo columbalia terebo regebo poshondorebo kalebo zegedi kadom pererebo shagadom pererebo to shagado pesando pekento ebo posante peso tebo shagabo peso 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 palom pererebo katom pererebo pasom pererebo shagalo rectom pererebo posanta ezeton behelom pererebo pale zibrangazo belendo ebo shta peko 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 man pale ate. Hallelujah. Lord, teach my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Lord, I am your end time warrior. Use me as your weapon against the enemy. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every vain thing, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven, and you have lost the war over my life. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. I do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver me from my strong enemy, from them that are too strong for me. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. I am your battle axe and weapon of war. Therefore, I shall not be moved. You have given me the next of my enemies. Yea, I will destroy them in the name of Jesus. I have the next of my enemies. Their heads are under my feet. I am your anointed, and you give me great deliverance. I will bit them small as the dust and cast them out as mire in the streets. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. I will not turn until they are consumed. I have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen under my feet. Yeah, they have fallen under my feet. And I tread upon the lion and the adder. I tread upon the serpents and the scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt me. I tread upon the young lion and dragon. I trample underfoot. I tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. I tread down the wicked. They are like ashes under my feet. I will arise and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. I rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. I rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. I rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. I close the door to every demonic rat that would attempt to come into my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out every thief that will try to steal my finances in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to steal my joy in the name of Jesus. I bind and expose and cast out any demon that will try by stealth to come into my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, cleanse my temple. Purify me. Drive out any thief from my life. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring into my life. I bind and cast out all familiar spirits that will try to operate in my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block my way in the name of Jesus. I remove all leaven of malice and wickedness from my life. I rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from my life in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. I break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, or sacrifice in the name of Jesus. I command all devils to leave my children in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any human devils in my life in the name of Jesus. Lord, expose any children of the devil that will try to come into the church. Let every spirit hiding from me be exposed in the name of Jesus. Let every hidden snare from my feet be exposed in the name of Jesus. I stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. I release myself from any snare of the devil. I will not come into the condemnation of the devil. Let no doctrine of the devil be established in my life. I nullify the power of any sacrifice made to devils in my city, region, or nation in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke Moloch and any spirit that has been assigned to abort my destiny. Give me strength to bring forth my destiny. I overcome every antichrist spirit because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I loose myself from every spirit of error in the name of Jesus. Lord, let me not operate in the wrong spirit. I loose myself from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus. Let me have a walk in an excellent spirit. I will take heed to my spirit at all times. I bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear apart my life in any manner, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. Lord, stir up my spirit to do your will. I bind and cast out any demon of slumber. I bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all seducing spirits that will come my way in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke the angel of light in the name of Jesus. I reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus. I reject all false prophetic ministries in the name of Jesus. I reject all false teaching ministries in the name of Jesus. Expose all false brethren to me. I reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. I reject every false vision and every false prophetic word released into my life. I bind Satan the deceiver from releasing any deception into my life. I bind and cast out all substance of self-deception. And in the name of Jesus, I bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that will deceive me in the name of Jesus. Lord, let no man deceive me. I bind and rebuke any bewitchment that would keep me from obeying the truth. I pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mystery of the gospel. Deliver me out of the hand of wicked, unreasonable men. Evil spirits, leave my life as I hear and speak the word of God. I rebuke, I steal, and I cast out the avenger. I bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into my life. Let the hand of the wicked be broken. Let the hand of the wicked be broken. Let the walls of the wicked fall down. I renounce all earthly, sensual, and demonic wisdom. I cast out all devils, and I will be perfected. Let every fear that will pursue my life be drowned in the sea. I rebuke every demonic being that would surround me in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out any spirit of Absalom that will try to steal my heart from God's ordained leadership. I will sleep well. I will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia. I laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit. I cut the cords of the wicked from my life. Let every cord the enemy tries to put around my life be like burning flax. I break down every wall of Jericho. Lord, cleanse my life from secret fault. Lord, let your secret be upon my tabernacle. Lead me and guide me for your name's sake. Guide me continually. Guide me into all truth. Guide me with your eye. Guide my affairs with destruction. Guide me by the skillfulness of your hands. Lead me the plain path because of my enemies. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Lead me and make your way straight before my very eyes. Make the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth. Send out your light and truth, and let them lead me. Make darkness light before me and crook things straight. Teach me to do your will. Lead me into the land of uprightness. I put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Clothe me with the garment of salvation. I put on the beautiful garments. I put on my beautiful garments. Let my garments always be white. Let me be clothed with humility. Cover me with the robe of righteousness. Let my clothes be full of your virtue. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Lord, give me wisdom in every area where I lack. In the mighty, most powerful, most gracious, power loaded, authority loaded name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we thank you, for we know that the words which we've declared, they are spirit and they are life, and they have gone forth and they are enforcing your word even now. Hallelujah. We thank you because they are enforcing. Your word is being enforced even now in the name of Jesus. And Father, Lord, we give you glory for that. We give you praise. We give you honor. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you. We say thank you. We say thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the for what you are doing right now, even now, even now, even now, for your spirit, the outpouring of your spirit, the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you. We give you glory. Be thou exalted, O God. Yes, we thank you. Yes, we thank you. We worship you. You are worthy. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name.
You're reviving peace. You're reviving joy. You're reviving Holy Ghost and fire. It's overflowing us, overtaking us, making us ready for what you have in store. Kadosh, Lion of the Tribe. There is none who can stand before you. There is none who can stand before you. Kadosh, 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 Kadosh. You are strengthening our arms. You are strengthening our knees. You are making Follow me. Todos os Your plans, your strategy.
Thank you. up to us. This house is filled with the Holy Ghost and the holy fire of Yahweh and the holy angels of Yahweh only. And there can be no other spirit here in the name of Yeshua. You ride on the wings of the wind, Yahweh, you fly, Lord. You ride on the wings of the wind, Yahweh.
伙伴朋友们，哇，其实这样一个小时多下来真的很快的。每次我在听着这个圣经的时候，我都有很多的感触哦，因为过去的时候也没有这样顺着这个次序一直在读圣经看圣经，所以当这样读看听圣经的时候，就发觉到哎，很多的部分我好像都忘记有这个故事了，或者这个部分我好像从来不知道圣经有记载的。所以其实真的，我们每天一点点的操练，每天一点点的锻炼，每天一个多小时这样下来，帮助我们真的走过圣经一遍，明白圣经，了解圣经。同样的，这也帮助我们更加有纪律的去锻炼，去操练，好叫我们的灵人时时刻刻保持着警醒。因为2023年我们一定要突破，一定要成长，一定要得胜。祝福你今天一整天拥有神的同在，神与你同在。我是你的朋友以诺，我是啦啦队队长，我是你生命的伙伴，我也是生命的工程师。